with the International Rules Series. It's coming up very, very shortly, and it's a star-studded affair. All Australian players only, thank you very much, in 2014 to take on the Irish side. And there is no All-Australian player with more leadership ability than Joel Selwood, the captain of Australia in this International Rules Series. And he's been kind enough to join us on the phone now, right off the top on Sports Today on 3AW. Good afternoon, Joel.
Okay, so how's it going, mate?
Very well, mate. Thank you for joining us. How has the off-season been? You finished another great season at Geelong, not as great as some of the ones you've been fortunate enough to experience in recent years, but how have you been spending your time since full-time footy ended?
I've had a good season. I went over to Europe for a month and then got back and spent a little bit of time in Noosa over Noosa Tri weekend and did that with a couple of the guys up there, Jackson Thurlow, Mark Wittars, and yeah, now with the group, we were in Sydney the last couple of days and made it to Perth last night. So just out at Rottnest Island at the moment with a couple of the boys. So they're having a laugh.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
We're doing life too easy at the moment.
Isn't it sort of schoolies time of year, Joel? There isn't any of them going over to Rottnest yet, is there?
No, it's actually quite quiet out here at the moment.
Oh, terrific. Well, good to hear you're enjoying yourself. Does it change your off-season at all, having this series? I mean, it's obviously a great honour to represent Australia. Do you embrace it as something that's going to help you keep fitness, or is it maybe just an extra thing, an extra responsibility for you?
Oh, no, you do change it a little bit. Obviously, you've got to get speed at this particular time of year, which you don't usually try and do. But it's something that when we put in our diaries earlier on in the year, especially seeing the players and with great calibre that were putting their hand up for it, it made it pretty easy to sort of have an outlook on how to prepare for the off-season. So I've been looking forward to it for a long time, and then once we got together on Sunday afternoon, it backed up why we're all doing it. I mean, we're all here for a reason, to be around good people, be around the real good players of the league, and we're really keen to make sure that this series survives for a long time.
Speaking of being around good people, I couldn't help but notice the leadership group of Australia's national side. Of course, you're the captain, and congratulations for that. But alongside you, how's these names? Hodge, Riewoldt and McVeigh. It must be... You must not want for assistance when it comes to leading the side.
Oh, well, I've got plenty there, don't I? I mean, it's a huge honour myself captaining it, but, I mean, a number of players could have done it too. I think we've got seven players that are... captain at other clubs, and then, I mean, Patrick Dangerfield, obviously, captain his club with Bruce Wayne this year, and then two other guys, Brett Harvey and Sam Mitchell, were captains of their club once upon a time, too. So, pretty scary to think that 10 players been captain over the time of footy clubs. And, I mean, looking into that even further, most players have been part of leaderships of teams of their clubs back home. So, I don't think we have too much problem with the leadership out there. We played a New South Wales side yesterday, and I mean, it was unbelievable to be a part of, just guys trying to work together. And we were probably a little bit too unselfish, but we might need to just change a few things up before Saturday night.
Do any of the other players particularly impress you as leaders, Joel?
Oh, no, they all do in their own way. I mean, how they prepare, it's all a little bit different, but... And that's the great thing about being here, is just working out and looking how other players do it. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, and then that's a great thing too. So you would love to bring in the young people from your football club and be able to have an inside look at this week, because the way the guys have gone about it is a real credit to themselves.
Now, be honest with us. The round ball, of course, one of the great challenges of the group. Who is struggling in the Australian side to really adapt?
No, I am. I'm struggling. We are all struggling now in Wales. I mean, we've been using the round ball for a little while now, but under pressure, we found out that we're not going to get it perfect, but we'll have to find a way to make sure that we do get it through and use it the right way Saturday night. So there has been some standouts, though. Brody Smith's very good with the round ball.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Chad Wingard, Robbie Gray, obviously, down forward yesterday. They also had no problems with it.
Oh, good to hear. So a fair bit of confidence in the camp. Do you mind if we talk a little Geelong while we've got you?
No, no worries, mate. No worries at all.
Mate, was very pleased to see Dan Menzel come in fourth in the 2K time trial. How's he going? How's his mental state?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, that gives him huge confidence again. He has been doing the work for a long time, so he was really pleased to see that the boys were back at training because he's been going at it for a little while with a group of guys that have been back in sort of rehab with him, which is Nathan Vardy and a couple other guys. But he's actually in a really good state. He's obviously got a lot to go, but we're just all hopeful that he can get his chance at some stage this year.
And that's certainly a goal for him that he set himself, senior football in 2015.
Oh, big time. Yeah. It's on the cards, and I'm sure that it will happen at some stage, and we all can't wait for it to happen, but it's just a matter of time to make sure we don't rush it, and he'll play when he's ready.
And we certainly wish him all well, and what a moment it would be if he could finally get back out there in the blue and white hoops. Hey, mate, a bit of a large off-season acquisition by the Collingwood Football Club. Neil Baum, obviously a big part of the glory years at Geelong, and may they continue, but that must have been a bit of a disappointment to wave goodbye to a man like that.
Oh, yeah, it's quite sad for our footy club because there's no one more passionate and no one that loved the club more than Neil, but I mean, sometimes you just can't compete, and that was an offer that we just couldn't work with. And I mean, Barmy, I think that he's really struggling these last few weeks with the footy club. He generally loves the place, and that's why we loved having him around. I mean, he gave us a chance to win every year, and we can't be any more thankful as players that he was a leader of that. And we are going to miss him, but we do have great people coming into that role also. So. We'll be fine.
And with great loss comes a great acquisition as well. There's a man who's heading back to Geelong by the name of Cameron Ling. 3AW happens to be one of his 17 other employers, and he's now added the Geelong Football Club to that long list. It must be enjoyable to have Lingy back around. Has he been at the club yet?
He has been at the club, yeah, in and out of the club. He's been sussing out a little bit of where we're at and what we're going to do, and I'm really looking forward to working with him along with the other leadership guys this year. I mean, we've been hanging out, we've been trying to get him back for the last couple of years, but there comes a time, and he thought it was now, and we couldn't have asked it for it to be a better timing either. So he'll be great for our footy club. He'll be great for all players. He'll be great for the staff. And it was just, time for him to come home, and that's coming for me.
Hey, before we let you go, just talking about Lingy reminds me of some of the battles the two of you had with the Hawthorn Football Club. What has it been like working under Alistair Clarkson?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. I mean, it's been great to hear a different voice. And I mean, he's just been really passionate about the whole series and what we're going to do and how we're going to go about it. And he hasn't sort of taken it all upon himself. I mean, he's let Ross Lyon and Chris Scott do a fair bit of it too, Ty Canale, Jared Healy. But yeah, you can see why they've been so successful too. I mean, just so thorough with the way that he works. And I mean, just leaving no stone unturned.
Mate, it's an impressive leadership group and an impressive coaching group. And of course, you're getting involved in the Run Geelong again on Sunday, raising money for the Barwon Health Foundation, a really, really important institution down there Geelong way.
Yeah, it is, mate. We obviously 100% of the registration goes to the special care nursery this year at the Geelong Hospital, and I mean, they just battle to get funding. We nearly finished it. We needed probably about 700k, and if we get 15,000 participants this weekend, then we'll be able to finish that. But yeah, I'll be on the red eye come Saturday night. I'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning for the run. So the schedule's a little bit tight at the moment, but. It's a charity that I love, so I'm happy to be home for it.
You're doing the 6K or the 12K?
Oh, I think I'll be ready to do the 6K by the time I get there. I'll be probably looking like death, and 6K might be the option for me.
Well, I hope the Rottnest Island sun just puts the body in the right position to be able to get into the Run Geelong. Hey, Joel, thanks a lot for joining us on Sports Today.
Cheers, thanks. Thanks, mate.